How to manage fatigue. Fatigue is the most common symptom for people who have cancer. It's often extreme tiredness that does not get better with rest. It affects physical and mental activity. It can affect your ability to socialize. Even talking may wear you out at times. You also may find it hard to focus. Fatigue can cause frustration, because you may not be able to do your normal activities. Fatigue has a number of causes. It can come from your body working hard to fight the cancer and from the cancer treatments. It also can come from the following: changes in hormonal levels, blood counts, and electrolytes, lifestyle changes, including changes in routines, anxiety, depression, pain, and other symptoms. Note, if you are cancer-free, fatigue does not mean your cancer is back. Many people have fatigue even after they are cancer-free. Keep a fatigue diary or log. Include the following information. When did your fatigue start? Has it changed? What helps? What makes it worse? How does your fatigue affect your usual activities or the activities you want to do? Medical therapies to manage fatigue. Medications may help if there are specific underlying causes of fatigue, such as hormone imbalance. Before you start a medication, your care team may do tests to try to identify the cause of your fatigue. Few medications lessen fatigue caused by cancer. However, American ginseng is a plant root that may help. There are many types of ginseng. Before you use ginseng, talk to your care team. If your fatigue is severe and you do not respond to other treatments, your healthcare provider may prescribe medications, such as stimulant medication. Note, you may still have fatigue for some time after you stop taking cancer medication and after other cancer treatments. Behavior strategies to manage fatigue. The following mental strategies can be some of the most important and helpful ways to manage fatigue. Open window shades and let natural sunlight in. Plan your day around periods of fatigue and energy. For instance, if you feel fatigued at a certain time every day, plan what you have to get done and what you want to get done before and after that time. Save your energy for activities that you need or want to do. Set realistic activity goals. Prioritize activities that you must do and that bring you joy. Limit naps. If needed, nap for only 20 to 30 minutes in the late morning or early afternoon. Late afternoon or evening naps can affect quality sleep. Spend some time outside. Use devices that help you save energy. Examples include raised toilet seats, seated walkers, and wheelchairs. Become aware of tired thoughts. Cognitive behavioral therapy, also called CBT, can help you recognize and lessen negative self-talk that may drive fatigue. Physical activity to manage fatigue. Physical activity is often the best treatment to manage fatigue. To give yourself more physical energy, exercise every day. Exercise prevents muscle loss and helps to manage fatigue. Ask your oncology care team about exercise programs in your community. Choose activities you enjoy and can easily do. Exercise can be as simple as taking a walk around the block. Get outside for your exercise if you can do so safely. Aerobic exercise is a great way to reduce cancer-related fatigue. Stick with a regular program. This is more important than how hard or how long you exercise. Aerobic exercise may be walking or using gym equipment, such as an exercise bike. Save energy for daily aerobic exercise. Strengthening exercises with weights, bands, or even your body weight can also help fight fatigue. Start exercising at low intensity and advance your program slowly. Do small amounts of exercise, such as 5 minutes or less, at different times of the day until you are ready to be active for longer periods. Pace yourself. On days when you have more energy, don't push it. Stick to your routine to help manage your fatigue. Yoga, Tai Chi, and Pilates can help fatigue that comes from your cancer. Integrative therapies to manage fatigue. The following integrative therapies may help you manage fatigue. Meditation, which uses breathing awareness or the repetition of soothing phrases to focus and quiet the mind. Prayer. Stress management. Relaxation therapy, guided imagery, art, or music therapy. A support group. Support groups can provide suggestions and give reassurance in a safe environment. You can share concerns with other people who struggle with fatigue. Diet to manage fatigue. Eat a balanced diet with lots of protein and vegetables. Drink lots of water, especially when you are physically active. Limit sugar, including sugary drinks. What friends and family can do to help you manage fatigue. Family members and friends can help support you when they help you do the housework, chores, yard work, or cooking. Take a walk with you. Support your action plan. Contact you with local resources, such as yoga classes. What if you want more help to manage fatigue? There are healthcare specialists who can help you manage your fatigue, such as the following. Palliative care specialist, a specialist who knows about the use of medication to treat cancer-related fatigue. A physical therapist can show you safe ways to exercise. He or she also can help you create a fitness program and reach fitness goals. Occupational therapists are experts who can help you learn to conserve your energy. They can help you find ways to be as effective as possible in meeting the demands of family, work, and social roles. A psychologist is a specialist who can help you understand and handle your feelings. He or she also can help you cope with the emotional struggles of feeling fatigued. A social worker may be helpful in identifying mental health professionals. Talk with your care team about helpful resources available in your community. There also are self-directed materials with more information to help you manage fatigue. You can get these materials by going online at cancersymptoms.mayoclinic.org, or you can ask your care team. You can request a Manage Fatigue Toolkit by contacting area code 877-256-4974.